You're listening to Talk Radio Europe.
Just say hello quick. We've got Marley who is visiting the studio. Say hello, Marley.
Hello.
There you go.
Right, so Marley
is trying to learn everything about radio, and so he thought to drop in and see how...
He's brought with here so that you learn how not to do it.
Yes, exactly.
He will learn nothing from me.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
T-R-E. Your voice in Spain. Talk Radio Europe.
Now, you see, the thing is, we're all here talking about what young people are going through, and the thought just struck me that we've actually got a young person in the studio. And, you know, Marley, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning.
Right then, I'm sorry to put you on the spot here, okay, but first of all, how old are you, Marley?
16.
Right, so we're all talking about social media and what it's like to be a young person, and we're obviously, you must be sitting there going, oh, for goodness sake, these old fossils don't know what they're talking about. And of course, you're a 16-year-old, you know, you're based here in Spain. You've grown up with the internet, you've grown up with social media, with smartphones and whatever. I mean, and you know, obviously this is radio, but you're originally from Morocco, further south in there, aren't you?
Morocco.
So, but you're to put this nicely, you're a young man of a very good-looking young man of colour, all right, yes. In Spain. We talk about racism, you know, Ali has come from Sri Lanka, you know, Tim has got is darker than whatever because he's been all day by the pool.
And I come from East London.
You come from East London.
Can't speak properly.
You know, you must see two things here. It's the fact that, you know, you get social media and the bullying and the pressure and what it kind of can put on young people. I mean, do you feel sometimes it's like, I can't handle this anymore?
I wouldn't say personally that I do, because I'd say I'm quite mature.
Right.
But I can see, for example, in my friends and in other people, I can see how it can take a toll on them. But I think it's inevitable at the end of the day. Like, racism, it's going to happen. And I think it's not necessarily about completely shutting it out, but I think about how to kind of solve it and how to tackle it.
Because the thing was, back in the day, if we had somebody, you know, picking on somebody, it was, you could walk out of the classroom, that was it, you shut it off, it was gone for the day. But if you're on the, I mean, I'm not saying that you spend all day on your internet, but, you know, my goddaughters who I live with, one's 18, one's 14, and they are like that all day. And so people can pick on bullying on people. I know, you know, kids who, you know, young guys who were basically their friends said that they were like mariquitas because they didn't like watching porn at lunchtime. And this is a very good school because the guys used to get together and watch the porn sites. And he was like, I don't want to do this. And he was getting really bullied because he didn't want to be one of the lads. That sort of pressure.
I think, talk about like shutting it down, but I think if you do just, for example, like you said, walk out of a classroom or block someone online, it doesn't solve the issue. I think it's more so of an escape rather than finding an actual solution to it. So I think it'd be a lot better and a lot, I think, easier over time to actually try to find a solution to solving the problem instead of just shutting it down or shutting it off.
I mean, there's got to be, I mean, education, do you think it's like people have got to be aware of the consequences of their actions? Because it's all very easy to do like or right, saying, well, that's just the sort of, you know, that's just how these people are, and push the button, because it's all, everything's a TikTok, is a 30-second meme, is whatever.
In school now, especially in my school, I see racism like every single day, but I think it's been completely diluted, and it's been like, I think it's almost being turned into a joke now, where people just say things that are racist and that should be considered racist, but it's not necessarily considered racist, and people laugh at it. And I think it's gotten to the point where that's kind of where racism has kind of been integrated in everyone's day-to-day life because of things like you said, like memes and social media.
I mean, are you at Spanish school? Are you at a Spanish school or
international
school? Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Can you imagine yourself being persuaded by your exposure to social media to do something that you knew to be wrong?
No, because I think I personally have a level of self-respect and like moral grounds. I think I'm quite grounded in myself.
That's interesting because Alpha's talking about the parents, and you can't suddenly say, okay, we're going to bring in a law and it's going to make everybody, every little scrote who's on social media suddenly behave like a good person. If you haven't got that backing and you haven't been brought, you know...
You haven't been brought up right.
Yeah. So if they were to put, if there was a ban in social media, presumably all your mates, because I mean, I always find that legislation is like hard, is like 3 years behind technology. So by the time they put a, try and put a ban on this, you know, one of your lot will have found a way to get around that ban and be showing it.
That is true. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just fascinated by the way that you casually said, well, yeah, but racism is just a thing, and we kind of it's kind of expected. I mean, you know, you're a young black man. There are guys from Morocco in your class. There are presumably people from all over. I mean, Ali was talking about her experiences coming to the UK from Sri Lanka. I mean, that kind of puts my mind that you don't go, you know, I'm not having that. I'm not standing up for that. I mean, Ali, you must think something about, you know, from your perspective to Molly's perspective.
I still am called a Morena.
Yeah.
Which is, can't be taken one way or the other, yeah. Even today. And it always amuses me, because I've said this before, we have people who are of a white colour,
yeah,
who were trying to get my colour and Molly's by lying in the sun and doing... It's true. I am called a Morena.
You're not wearing spaghetti.
No, I don't have a spaghetti on my hair. I'm so sorry. But yeah. Don't you think that's right, Molly?
Yeah, I think especially because I used to live in Mozambique, and coming to Spain after that, there's a massive contrast, especially with, like, you can definitely see it in, like, the older generation of Spanish people. They'll call black people Moreno, yeah, and things like that, just casually, very, very casually. And you can see that that's obviously the way they've been brought up, you know?
And then we idiots join in. So when you go to Malaga, there's the Guiri army.
Yeah.
And you go, take that flag down, get rid of it, right? I'm not a Guiri. Right?
But it's
yeah, but it's done, like I was agreeing with Marley, it's called, it's not done in an offensive, abusive way, it's just things that happen. And I do speak with a little bit of experience, because two of my grandchildren are dual nationality, because their father come from Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And like you, at school, There was nothing really, but then even they felt the racism that was there under the surface.
Yeah.
And they've got a white mum who's a teacher at the school, you know, and they see it all the time. But after a little while, it becomes, it's just jokey stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, because it was the jokey stuff in the UK that turned into real racism. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, and this isn't being abusive to anybody, any black kid in the school was called Chalky.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Any Irish person was called Paddy. Any Scots was called Jock. Yeah, it just went on all the way through.
I think you've just insulted enough people there, Alf, but yeah. Well, it's retro insults.
But you don't hear that today. You don't hear that today. And if it is heard,
yeah,
it's done in a jokey, non-abusive way. But it's still, if you don't kill it out, it will take over.
May I just add that on several occasions on this particular radio show, I've been accused of being a middle-class... relic or something like that, you know, white middle class relic. That's it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a dreadful slur.
It's dreadful slur.
You're posh. You're not middle class.
Well, no. Whatever. But
right. Anyway, just to bring this little segment to an end, because I'll let you go back to the thing. But I'm just thinking,
learn how not to do a radio show.
Well, exactly, learn how to do a radio show. But here's the thing. You know, we're talking about, you know, Spain, and you know, you're a young man in Spain now, and we've got the World Cup coming up, and two of the biggest players, Nico Williams and Yamal. I mean, it must really. For the Spaniards of a certain generation, you go, oh, well, it's España por España, por España. Yeah. And then they see, you know, role models like that.
Yeah.
Because we're all, you know, I mean, we will remember.
Or Mbappé.
Yeah, we remember sort of like when, you know, black players started playing for England, and there was
absolutely
a huge, you know, Viv Anderson and all that
stuff.
Well,
just playing football.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's got to be an interesting one as well, growing up being in Spain right now with the World Cup coming out and that sort of thing for you.
Yeah, I think I see a lot of people get taken aback by it, by, like, the... want some of the biggest stars being black and kind of taking over now. And I don't know, it's quite nice to see it, because it just kind of shows not necessarily how we're not afraid, but just kind of how there's more, I guess, coloured talent coming into the world, and there's more people who are not afraid to, like, stand up and do what they love doing just because of other people. You know,
there's a giant repository of races in the USA. There's a wonderful film made in the 50s with Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy, where
guess who's coming to dinner?
Yes, indeed. And the black guy who's the
Sidney Poitier.
Who's a great actor. The coloured guy, or whatever you want to call it, but he comes in and he turns out to be a surgeon, and of course. It's a great example of how these two racist white people, or formerly racist, react to the great merits of this very considerable guy.
Right.
Blimey, that's
showing the age. Right, going to take a baker break now. Molly, thank you so much. I just dragged you on your face. Well, that's absolutely. That's for you. Is that your first time on radio?
Yeah.
A Star Is Born. Molly will be running my shows from next Tuesday onwards. Molly, thank
you. This is how the sports kid started, remember?
Yeah, exactly. Molly, brilliant. Thanks so much
for
getting involved. So, Tim Stafford, Alf Brewer and Ali Babapule and special guest. What's your surname? I've known you since you were two, Marley. What's your surname?
Hamza Jury Roberts.
Sorry?
Hamza.
Jury
Roberts.
Jury Roberts. The third. I'm waiting for your business card, so you're gonna have to have a file of facts. You don't know what a file of facts is.
Hamza, file of facts. That's really.
That's showing my age. I know.
Saturday morning.
Marley Hamza Drury Roberts the third. Okay, now into this Ali Babapule, as always. Really, really fascinating, really interesting stuff. Well, I mean, you know, I know he's still in the room, but to get that, he's just, you know, but, you know, to get that, you know, I found to get that opinion of her, because we, you know, we sit here and we pontificate.
It's a very concise opinion.
Yeah.
It wasn't waffling around, which is nice, and it's coming from a 16-year-old,
yeah,
which is an extremely up-to-date view on what's going on.
Here's something. When Molly talks about racism, this is Richard, I saw it with homosexuality growing up in the 90s, and where being gay was the joke, yeah, of course. Alas, everything now, as he states, has been diluted. I mean, we remember growing up, you know, I'm free from are you being served and all that sort of thing.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, Mum... all sorts of
the Benny Hill show.
Benny Hill.
Oh my God!
How wonderful was that for racism and sexism and misogyny?
Wouldn't it be interesting if people like Marley and a couple of his intelligent friends, if you've got those,
he goes to the grand day. They're all intelligent. There,
all right. All right. Well, if there were a radio show in which the viewpoint, I mean, after all, what do we hear, and apart from our own children, about young people's opinion, you know?
Yeah.
Not much.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for that. Okay, I shall. We'll talk about. Come to my studio later. Exactly. Here we go. This one in from. This is from Celeste saying, interesting conversation. You see, you've started it. You've done it now. I, a Caucasian, lived in Hong Kong for a long time and got used to be called. I used to get called Goelo to my face by locals, which, of course, we know means white ghost. So, you know, I mean, and people say, oh, there's a secret word. I remember the Daily Express saying, the secret code word, the Spanish. Used to, and it was giddy, and it was like, oh, that's
sorry,
a secret.
I pronounced it wrong.
It's a secret, yeah.
Can't even do that right.
Here we go. Morning, GB. Great guests. Only made better by the addition of that charming young man, Marley.
Yes.
All the best from Peter B. He's blushing. Look at that, you see. There you go. A Star Is Born.
Talk Radio Europe.
I'll be back at 2 o'clock. I'll be back at 2 o'clock. What? Yes, I will. And Stephen Ritson, you'll be listening to the Marley Show. I'll see you next at 2 o'clock. Panel, thanks so much for your time. Ali Ababa.
My pleasure.
Alf,
thank you again.
And the never undertanned Tim Stafford.
Excellent, and good luck to both.
And good luck to Marley.
And good luck to Marley. I'll be back at 2 o'clock. Stephen Ritson's got to clear up the rubbish after this. See you soon.
Expressed on Viewpoint by invited studio guests and callers do not constitute an opinion endorsed in any way by Talk Radio Europe. You're listening to Talk Radio Europe.